I have dreams. One pointedly, I reveal them in my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly with the thought for today from Campo, California. I have dreams. One pointedly, I reveal them in my life. Most people think they have to put on their overalls and their work clothes to bring their dreams into fruition. And that's fine too. That works too. However, when you labor to bring forth your dream, there are probably parts of it that you've forgotten. Things that you wanted that you didn't put into motion, and things that you put into motion that you didn't want. And I always am amused by the Bible. First chapter of Genesis is so super, and the second chapter, it has an angry old man pissed off at his congregation, you know. And so he's got God, they've got God telling man that he's evil and telling man that he's bad, and he's going to have to earn a living by the sweat of his brow, and the women are going to have to give birth to children by pain and suffering. And so it has been much ever since then. This is just something that creates control over mankind. And it's not something that God, as I understand God, would ever want to do. Now, God, as many of us create him, would want to do that. Because we feel sorry for ourselves. Oh, God, why did this have to happen to me? Why did I have all these problems? Why is the world all jumping down my throat, you know? And it's jumping down our throat because we expect it to jump down our throat. And when it jumps down our throat, we say, oh, I needed that. I needed that kick in the tail. I needed that hit over the head with a 2x4. I needed that attention getter. No, you didn't. What we need to do is to love ourselves. And when we love ourselves, we don't need those attention getters because we do it right the first time.
What?
I was helping my sister put in some plants around her house, and she said, Herb, I want you to help me do this. And I said, well, I don't really think I'd like to. And she says, well, I want you to do it. You know, you don't have any choice of liking or not liking. I want you to do it. And I said, well, I've got just these light shoes on. I'm not going to destroy my shoes on the shovel. And she says, Bill's got some boots here that'll fit you just fine. And so she brought them out. And I put them on, and they fit just fine. And so she went in the house, and I looked at the task she asked me to do. She asked me to draw a hole in the dirt, you know, maybe 10, 20 feet long, so she could, I could put in the iris. Well, I decided to make a simple job out of it. So I took a stick, and I drew it along the ground, and I drew it along 6 inches deep, you know, just and then stuck the plants in it and pushed the dirt on top of it and stepped on it nicely. Then I watered it nicely. And then she came out about then. She said, oh, you got it done already? She says, you like to play with water, don't you? I was watering the plants. I said, yes, I certainly do. And so I watered them all. And then she had a bunch of bird baths around with no water. And I put water in them and did all sorts of nice things, you know. And you see, I have a dream, and my dream is that all works in divine order. And when someone gives me a task, I like it when they're gone, then I can do it. And then I can do the task as simply as it was designed to be done. But when they're standing there offering advice and suggestions on how difficult it is and how this is to be done and that's to be done, then just no fun. So I'm always happy when people walk away after they have asked me to do something for them. And Marie does that very nicely. So that was good. But you see, I have dreams. And one pointedly, I reveal them in my life. One pointedly, I reveal them. Now, I could have made a big job out of it. I could have strained my back. She said to me, Herb, you're bending over there, so why don't you, you know, use the shelf? I said, hey, my back likes me. Other people say their back doesn't like them. Other people are reporting all the time how their back hurts and how their back aches and how they got this and they got that. Well, if you're going to talk about that stuff, you empower it, and that's your dream. bringing it forth in your life. And this is what you want. Now, I suggest that we all rewrite Genesis, and we have God loving his creation and realizing that his creation didn't quite follow the rule, but hey, we're not going to kill you for that. And he didn't. But he sent him out into the world, away from the land of milk and honey, from paradise, to do it for themselves, because they want to do it for themselves. What's the first thing that mankind did to mess up with God? Not only eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but being naked. They thought that it was wrong to be naked. And God said, hey, you've been living here for the past couple thousand years, and you've been naked, and you never even thought anything about it. Now, all of a sudden, because you have judgment in your mind, then you're thinking something about it. And you, hey, there's no nakedness in front of me. I created you. You know? And there's no nakedness between each other, even living together for all these years without being touched by it. Hey, you know, what's your problem? And so, you see, this they should have a nudist camp called Birthday Suit Camp. Because that's what it is. It's the suit that you were born in. And it's the suit that you will move on to your next dimension in. And a lot of people like to decorate your suit with all sorts of fine robes like they did to the Pope. They dressed him up in all these beautiful paraphernalia, you know, all these beautiful robes. And I'm sure that they took them away before they dropped them in the hole. Because, you know, what the heck, it just slows down decay. But this is the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Now, how many people would like to have a piece of the Pope's robe? They pay big money for it, you know? And the church isn't going to throw away something that makes big money. The Pope had a whole wardrobe. He had a wardrobe of maybe 2,000 or 3,000 robes and suits. And so that's just, you know, like the various robes that we hear about and the various other things, like the cloak of Jesus and what have you. Yeah, I have a dream. And one pointedly, I reveal them. I have dreams, and one pointedly, I reveal them in my life. And my dreams are that I live in a world of perfect harmony. I live in a world of peace. I live in a world of joy, abundance. I live in a world of my, what kind of health do I have?
Perfect.
Ideal. My ideal spirit, mind, and body. My ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in a world with my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And it's cool, I tell you. Hey, I like it. And it is wonderful. And everywhere I go, I experience this ideal spirit, mind, and body. And it is so great. And that is what we want to do. And that's how we want to live. And that's how we want to be at all times. Because when we start realizing that our dreams are the fulfillment of the desires in our heart, our dreams are just the outpicturing of what we're thinking about inside. And some people have terrible dreams, and some people have wonderful dreams. Now, you don't care what other people have. What kind of dream do you have? Do you have a dream that says you like yourself?
Yes.
Do you have a dream that says that you are living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body?
Yes.
I give you all these yes answers. Do you have a dream that you're sick? Do you have a dream that you're poor?
Yes.
You see, now there you take a different point of view. And if I were you, and somebody said to you, do you have a dream that you're sick? You say, I have an awareness of my immortal health, of my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It just makes, not contesting what was said, but just affirming the truth. Now, is your marriage falling apart? Don't defend it.
I have a perfect marriage.
I have a perfect marriage. And of course, it may be falling apart. But how's your marriage? I have a perfect marriage. How's your marriage? Hey, I like me, and I like every person in my world, including my wife or my husband or whoever. I like me. And you see, when you like yourself, then you like everybody else in your world, or else you don't create them there. And if you create somebody in your world that you don't like, hey, you have to make a slight adjustment there. take away the don't and take away the do, that I do like, that I do enjoy. Is everybody in your world wonderful?
Yes. Yes.
Is everybody in your world whole and healthy?
Yes.
Right. Is everybody in your world a perfect example, a role model for you?
Yes.
And what role model are they? They're your reflective role model, aren't they? Got to watch it. It's easy to fall into the trap when things sound good. It's like, seek ye first all things and the kingdom of God will be added unto you. Sounds good. Sounds right. And it is right, but it's backward. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. This is how words can sort of trip us up and fool us, because they like to trip the light fantastic. And when you hear things that sound almost right, you think, something's wrong here, but I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's me. So always keep in your heart and your mind who you are, what you are, where you're going. And remember, I have dreams. One pointedly, I reveal them in my life. Say for yourself, I have dreams, and I reveal them in my life now. Or, they are revealed in my life now. Or, I don't have any dreams, I only have fulfillments. So, however you want to say it, enjoy it, because you're in charge. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.